It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
What happened to the power of God? Like all the shoes astray.
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Friday, everybody. This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Such a delight to have you listening in on this Friday. For those of you that live in America, I trust that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And we're gonna pray today. If you're on the road today, listening on your car radio and your transmitter radio there, we trust that you'll drive safely. Or maybe you're as you go down the road, you are listening to your smartphone, your cell phone. So you can listen to us on your computer, your smartphone, cell phone, and in your car. Three ways to pray. We're here to pray. Every day we are praying, and we know that there is power in prayer. And we're going to be talking about the power of prayer. We're not only going to be talking about prayer today, we are going to be praying. I have as my special guest today a young man, a pastor, who's one of the most incredible teachers on prayer that I've ever heard. So he'll be along in just a few moments. We'll talk about that. But we are here to pray today. And would you just join me for this hour of power? And Father, we just set ourselves in agreement with those who are praying with us today, God, that you will anoint this prayer session today, this hour of power, this prayer time here on the BPN radio network. And I just pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done today. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will you'll speak today. Speak to us today as we pray. We know that one word from God can change our lives forever. And so I just pray that you'll speak to us. And Lord, we need to hear your voice. And why don't you just, at this very moment, take time out to put your hand on your ear and say these words after me. Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears that I may hear your voice saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Put your hand on your eyes right now. One eye if you're going down the road. And say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes, my spiritual eyes, that I might see what you're doing in me. And put your hand on your heart. And just say, Lord, open my heart on this Friday that I may receive everything you have for me today. So I just pray the Holy Spirit to speak to you, because I know that as he speaks to us, he begins to proclaim, unfold the wonderful will, plan, and purpose of God for our lives. And you may say, well, Dale Gentry, why am I going through so much? Or why has there been so many difficulties, trials, or tribulations? Well, the Bible says there will be trials, there will be tribulations, there will be adversities. There will be opposition to our mission. But he did not bring us this far to let us down. He did not bring us this far to let us drown. He's going to continue to lead, guide, and direct us into those paths, into those assignments that he has given to us. And so we know these trials and tribulations did not come to stay. They came to pass, and we declare they will. And there will be a brighter day, that joy comes in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And in order to accomplish the will of God, there are trials and tribulations and opposition and difficulties. Even in the starting of BPN Radio, which I had to prepare for weeks and weeks before I ever started the broadcast this month, there was a lot of opposition. There was a lot of difficulties. But I knew that God had given me this assignment, that God had put this in my heart. And I knew there was a way to do it. So I'm declaring to you on this Friday that there is a way to do the will of God. There's a way to do the will of God. And we're going to do the will of God. Yes, we are. Why don't you just make some faith declarations with me today? I'd like to get up every morning and make these faith declarations. And here we go today. You could just say them along with me. We could just say, today is a good day. Today is a beautiful day. Today's a fantastic day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over and not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. If God be for me, who can be against me? Nobody. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Today's a good day. Fantastic day. I have choices to make today. I can be sad. I can be mad. Or I can be glad. I choose to be glad. Happiness is a choice. I choose to be happy. And today is the happiest day of my life, because The joy of the Lord is my strength. Today's a good day. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can stay where God says I can stay. I can say what God says I can say. I can have what God says I can have. I can be what God says I can be. I can start what God says I can start. And I can finish what God says I can finish. I can live where God says I can live. I can give what God says I can give. And I can receive what God says I can receive. I can do all things. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. Today's a good day. Beautiful day. Blessed day. God day. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Father, we are so thankful for today. We give you praise and honor and glory for all of your blessings, for all that you've done for us and all that you've meant to us. Would you just take time to express your appreciation to God here on this Friday, on this BPN radio broadcast. Just take time to thank him for all of his blessings. While Courtney Vandiver gives us some background worship music today. Express your thanksgiving to God. Let him hear your voice. Let him hear your voice. Thank you, Father God, for your blessings. And this morning we are going to pray. We are going to pray the model prayer. Some people know it as the model prayer. Sometimes people call it the Lord's Prayer. It was actually the disciples' prayer. And we're going to pray that. But first of all, I have a friend that I've been in a relationship with since 1968. That's a long time ago. And he's a recording artist, and he goes way back, but he's still doing the stuff. I love Big John Hall, and I love this prayer. He just sings the Lord's Prayer, and then we are going to pray the Lord's Prayer. Here's Big John Hall. of the great bass voices of all time, Big John Hall. Many of you old timers remember him as one that sang with the Blackwood Brothers many years ago. Mighty man of God, John Hall from Fort Worth, Texas. We're going to pray just what he's saying, the Lord's Prayer. Jesus said, when you pray, say. So would you pray with me today? We just say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father God, we come boldly in your presence on this Friday, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. We are so thankful that you are Jehovah God. There are many gods in this world, but there's only one Jehovah God, the creator of the universe. And he is Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness. He's Jehovah Makedes, our sanctification. He is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. He's Jehovah Jireh, provider. He's Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And he is Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. He is our guide. And he is leading and guiding and directing us today. And even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we know that we can fear no evil, for he is with us. And I've been there in Israel at the shadow of death. And if you take a bus ride, it's very treacherous. And the cliffs are steep. And you can just imagine someone going through that valley at night that was lined with robbers and thieves and dangerous animals. But he said, even in that valley, I'm with you. And so we know today that he is with us. We know that he holds our right hand according to the scriptures. And we know that he will never leave us or forsake us. And that he is with us, guiding and directing us through the storms, through the difficult times in life, through the adversities, through the hurt and the pain and the wounds and the misfortunes and the misunderstandings. Through the valley, but on the mountaintop, he celebrates with us and rejoices with us. And he is a good God. He's a good God. So our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. We hallow your name today. And this morning, we pray that you would give us this day our daily bread. Why don't you just ask him today concerning your needs, whatever you have need of. He said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. So why don't you just ask him whatever you need today. Be very specific. Don't speak to God in generalities. Be very specific with God today. Would you do it? Just take a few moments and say, God, here's what I'm needing. Pray, Father God, that you would lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We have on our helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit, watcher of the saints, praying in the Holy Ghost. And so we just ask, Lord, that you protect us and our families, our stuff, throughout this day and night morning. God, assign your guardian angels to watch over us, keep us from all harm, keep us safe. We pray that you'll protect our nation, protect our president and vice president, our governor, our local officials. We pray that you would protect our Supreme Court today and the president's cabinet today. We ask that you protect Congress and protect our nation, Lord. The walls have been broken down. The gates have been burned with fire. But we ask that you protect us today. Protect our cities. We speak peace over Ferguson, Missouri, and other cities in America that is experienced right now some outburst of hatred and anger and rage. We pray your protection over our city. Why don't you pray your hedge protection over your family right now and your city? Would you do that? Father, we pray that you'll forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who've sinned against us. Lord, you told us to repent of our sins and ask forgiveness. And so, Lord, whatever's on our lives that's not pleasing or acceptable to you today, we ask forgiveness, Lord. And we do forgive those that have hurt us, offended us, done us wrong. We walk in love and forgiveness today. In Jesus' name, we also repent for the sins of our nation. We ask, God, that you forgive our nation of our sins. And we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The will of God be done in us and our families. Why don't you just take a few moments to pray the will of God be done in your life. The plan is a good plan, so just do it for just a few moments. Lord, we pray the will of God be done in each of our lives and our family. We were born to serve the Lord. And as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Why don't you just make that declaration? For me and my house, we're going to serve God. If you have a wayward son, wayward daughter, not serving God, just know that you have committed them to God, dedicated them to the Lord. They will serve the Lord. They will do the will of God, and it's never too late as long as there's breath in our bodies, their bodies. So we pray the will of God be done in our families today, the will of God be done in our church, and the will of God be done in our city, and the will of God be done in our nation. We pray the will of God. We pray for revival in America. I believe in God for 1,000 cities, 1,000 prayer centers, and 1,000 prayer leaders. We must have revival in America. Prayer is our only hope. Revival is our only hope of spiritual awakening. And I believe in God. And I believe that we're going to return to Jesus. I believe that we're going to return to Jesus. I believe that America is going to return to Jesus. And I'm thankful for that. Father, I just thank you for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We're returning to Jesus. Yes, we are. I'm going to play the song, and then I'm going to have talk to our special guest today. We're returning to Jesus. Yes, we are. We will not give up, give out, or give in concerning the future of our nation and our cities all across America. We're returning to you, Lord. I'm absolutely delighted to have here on BPN Radio today one of my spiritual sons, incredible man of God. His name is Art Evans, and he is the senior pastor, the lead pastor of Christian Worship Center in San Diego, California. And he and his wife, Wendy, a wonderful couple there. And they have been there now for 20 years leading that church. And Pastor Art, what a tremendous privilege it is to have you on the broadcast today on BPN Radio.
Well, Brother Dale, I feel privileged myself. Thank you for including me and the great work that God is doing through the BPN network, and believe God that everything's in his heart is going to be brought to pass.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Art. I really appreciate that. And
well, we've got a good number of people that have been praying with you for quite some time now, and there's just tremendous excitement over the prayer network happening and knowing that this nation is in the hands of our faithful, capable God, but we as his people must pray. So we're thankful for the work that you and Sister Jean are doing and leading us in this opportunity.
Oh, thank you so much, and I appreciate your cooperation and your partnership there. And I love to hear you talk about prayer. I love to hear you minister on prayer. And I believe that you are one of the leading voices concerning getting the prayer message out that we have in America. And God has given you some incredible principles on prayer and some insight and revelation on prayer that are quite remarkable. And so I would like for you to maybe share two or three of those principles here in the next few minutes, if you would.
That would be a joy for me. And again, thank you for including me, Brother Dale. Thank you for the words of encouragement. And, you know, I always value the voice of those who are over me in the Lord and over the work that God is doing in the nations. And I just want to do my part, as I know you're wanting to do your part. And I believe that God is counting on everybody doing what it is he's put in within their hearts. But all of us are called to pray and have such a place of dynamic influence in our generation through this pray. So what I was trying to communicate there, Brother Dale, is that with all that it is that is happening in our nation, happening in our world, happening within the kingdom of God, you've often heard it said, as I have, that nothing happens by accident, but someone is praying, someone is seeking the face and the heart of God and calling for his will to be done. And whether you're a prophet or a pastor or a preacher, or whether you are a mother at home with your children, a father in the workplace, we all have such a significant place of influence with God through prayer. What an honor.
Well, I agree. I certainly agree. So if you could share in just a few moments maybe some of the most significant things, one or two of the most significant things you've learned about prayer, and a principle that might would help those people who say, I want to be mighty in prayer. And what encouragement could you give them today?
Well, Brother Dale, one of the primary scriptures I believe that affords us tremendous confidence regarding prayer, seeking the face and the heart of God and his will and his plans and purposes being fulfilled is Ephesians 3, verse 20, where the Apostle Paul, of course, inspired by the Holy Spirit, makes a bold declaration. He says that our God, he is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we could ask or think. And, of course, we believe that. We know that our God is powerful. Our God is almighty. He is faithful, willing, able. Our God is like no other. There is none like him, none beside him, and he alone is the hope of our salvation and the hope of the nations of the world. But there's a critical phrase in that scripture that I think sometimes we maybe even we've heard it too often, or we just kind of let it go for whatever reason. But he's able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we could ask or think, according to the power that is at work in us. And that power, of course, is the anointing. It's the spirit of faith. It's our cooperation, partnership together with God. And I believe that great power, Brother Dale, certainly is released through a life of holiness. It's released through our worship, through our praise. It's released through our obedience. But there is a primary way, a venue whereby that great power is released through our lives into the working of God and the nations, and that's through prayer. And prayer, you know, has been described as a lot of different things over the years, and you know, we've discerned it a lot of different ways and expressed it a lot of different ways, from the youngest of our children on through to what we might even call spiritual warfare, from the simplest of praying over a meal to calling for strongholds to be brought down over the nations. And all through there, we have a lot of expressions of prayer, but I believe primarily prayer is, if I could define it this way, is taking hold of the heart and the hand of God and discerning His will, of course, revealed through His Word, confirmed by His Spirit, but then voicing through our faith and that anointing that He has placed upon our lives to declare and to call for His will to be done. I think that sometimes, Brother Dale, it's possible that when people have prayed and they don't immediately see or sense a change in that situation or the circumstance. I know that we're praying right now for Ferguson, Missouri, and other things that are taking place in our nation, but that one is probably on the minds of all of us this morning. We may not see dynamic change within minutes or even hours or even within the day or two, but that's one of the reasons why I believe God requires us to pray in faith, because we as His people can believe that what we have prayed and declared according to His will is indeed being watched over by our God to bring it to pass. And we cannot fail in our faith because we don't see with our natural eyes the immediate change. But as we, through prayer, have released His word, we've released His will through that power that's at work in us, then we can continue to pray on with great confidence that He is going to do everything that He's promised. It's kind of like seeing that big, gigantic aircraft carrier or a big ship. You know, once that captain says, okay, we're going to change directions here, the natural man, the land lover like me, being on a big ship like that, I may not be able to discern that the course of that ship has changed right away. It takes some time to change when we're praying for 6.5 billion people and we're praying for the nations and governments and all of those different types of grand things that we have impact over and with through prayer. But if we pray believing that what God has said is true, that even the least of us have that place of authority, that place of privileged responsibility, then, Brother Dale, we can pray with the confidence that every prayer we offer has significant influence with God and will indeed impact His will being done in our generation.
Well, I certainly believe that, and I concur and I agree. And I know that there are so many people that are in that position of praying, right, and it seems like nothing is happening. Or there's right. there's no response. And, you know, sometimes it's like Daniel 10, you know, the promise was true, but it was a long time coming. So, know, I know that happens. And so I know that we must not be weary in well doing. I would like for you to pray. And I really believe you've touched on a very significant thing today. I'd like for you to pray for people before you go that they seemingly have waited for a long time. They're praying. It appears that nothing is happening. And I'd just like for you to pray for that people group, if you will.
I would be honored to do that, Brother Dale. Father, we thank you for the covenant that we have together with you through the living, holy, speaking blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, as Brother Dale and I join our faith together with people across this nation listening to this broadcast, we want to acknowledge that we trust you, Lord. You are faithful. You watch over your word to perform it and to bring it to pass. Lord, but we may not always discern. We may not always understand. Lord, we are declaring from our hearts this morning, our lives and our nation is in your faithful hands, and we trust you. And we agree that, Lord, where there would be those who have to some degree been discouraged or have grown weary in well-doing, Father, we call for fresh strength today, fresh vision. Let that spirit of faith rise within their hearts that with you, Father, all things are possible and that you are even working ahead of time on our behalf to bring to pass everything that you have intended, promised, and paid for through your Son, Jesus Christ. To the spirit that would come to discourage and undermine the people of God in this nation and around the world, we declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that your voice and your power is silenced and broken in our lives, our churches, our ministries, our homes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father in heaven, we declare we have a strong spirit of faith, and we believe, and therefore we speak, declaring the salvation of our children, declaring the healing of our bodies, the provision for the kingdom of God to do all that it is you called us to do in this hour and beyond. And Father, as we stand upon the integrity of your word, we stand united, we stand together by faith, believing, Lord, that you will bring to pass all that you've promised. To those who have prayed, and those who have yet to see the change and the turn in their situation and in their circumstance, Father, I'm asking in agreement with Brother Dale this morning that you would give them fresh courage, strength, resolve to knowing that, Lord, you have promised and you have committed through the covenant that we have with you, that you will fulfill, Lord, the desires of our heart as we continue to delight ourselves in you and follow after the leading of your Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
I set myself in agreement with you, Art, about just what you prayed about, and I believe that some people are encouraged today to know that the answer is still in motion. Thank you so very, very much for being on BPN Radio today. I love you very much. Art Evans, a pastor of Christian Worship Center, San Diego, California, great church, and Gene and I will be back there in January, I believe it's January the 18th through the 20th, in a Priority One prayer conference. And we are inviting everyone to come. There will be evening and morning services January the 18th through 20th, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Put that on your calendar. Of course, we're going to be talking more about that. Pastor Art Evans, thank you so much for being on the broadcast today. We bless you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Brother Dale. God bless you, and God bless BPN Network.
Oh, thank you very much. Bye-bye. Well, we appreciate having Pastor Art Evans on today. Great church. One of my spiritual sons from San Diego, California. And thankful that he was on that telephone interview. And appreciate those of you that are praying with us. Churches are represented all across America. It's amazing how many churches are represented today, and we're just going to take time to pray for some of these churches today. And I'd just like to just name a few of the churches that have representatives in their church that are a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. And if you are not a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, if you would just go to letspraymerica.com, letspraymerica.com, you can certainly be a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. All you have to do is just say sign up, and then you put your name, your email address, and the name of your church, and immediately your church and your city is represented on our map there on our website, letspraymerica.com, letspraymerica.com. So we're going to pray for some churches today that are praying with us here on the Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio. And today, I want to pray for Water of Life Church in Ontario, California. Living Word Fellowship in Reedley, California. I'm praying for today, I'm praying for Harvest Fellowship Church in Leedy, Oklahoma. I'm praying for First Assembly of God in Lawton, Oklahoma. I'm praying today for New Life Vineyard Church in Liberty Township, Ohio. I'm also praying for Beyond the Walls Church there in Elyria, Ohio. I hope I pronounced that one correctly. We're praying for the Bolivar United Methodist Church in Bolivar, Ohio. Praying for Grace Baptist Church in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And I'm praying today for Grace Church in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I'm praying for Christian Worship Center in West Columbia, Texas. I'm praying for Zion Ridge Church of God in Clanton, Alabama. And I'm praying today for Fountain Hills Christian Center in Fountain Hills, Arizona. I'm praying for God's Way Church of Ministries in Conway, Arkansas. And I'm praying today for Emmanuel Baptist Church in Hayes, Virginia. I'm praying today for Calvary Chapel in Spokane, Washington, and Pathways Church in Appleton, Wisconsin. I'm praying today for the Gate Church in Jinks, Oklahoma. And I'm also praying today for St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I'm praying for Church by the Glades in Coral Springs, Florida. Would you just help me pray for churches? Would you help me pray as I call these names? I'm praying for International Praise Church of God in Elgin. I'm not sure which one it is in South Carolina there. And I'm praying for the First Pentecostal Holiness Church in Clinton, South Carolina. I'm praying for New River Fellowship, Franklin, Tennessee. I'm going to be there in that church with my spiritual grandson, Jack Mooring, next week. I'm praying today for First Baptist Church in Buda, Texas. I'm praying for Bent Tree Bible Fellowship in Carrollton, Texas. And I'm also praying today for Christ Church of the Jesus Hour, Branson, Missouri. And I'm praying today for Clinton United Methodist Church in Clinton, New Jersey. Father, we just pray for churches all across America that are represented on the Breakout Prayer Network. I pray for them today. I pray for Church of Living Water in Rosenberg, Texas. I pray for Church in the City. They're in Royce City, Texas. And we pray, Lord, for some churches that are praying with us internationally. I pray for River of Praise Church. They're in Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia. and for the Pentecostal Assemblies of Indonesia there in Jakarta. I pray, oh God, for so many churches. I pray for the House of Glory in Cape Town, South Africa. Lord, we thank you for these churches that are represented here on the Breakout Prayer Network, and we bless them. We bless them today in Jesus' name, and we ask that you bless them in the name of the Lord. Your will, plan, and purpose, O God, be done, Father God, in each of these churches that are praying with us today. We pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I want you to take time right now here on the Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio, pray for your pastor and your church and any of the leaders in your congregation. Would you just take time to pray for your local church as well? We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all of your blessings. You're a good God, awesome God, mighty God. Thankful, Lord, for my pastor, my church. I'm thankful for the local church. And you may not have a local church to attend. There's a lot of people that are Christians today, but they're unchurched. I pray the Holy Spirit will lead and guide and direct you to a church. And if you are a part of a local church, you just need to thank God for your pastor and the leaders and support them in every way possible, the shepherd, because Satan desires to scatter the flock, smite the shepherd, and the flock will be scattered. That's what the Bible says. So we need to hang in there and pray for our pastor and their family. What a tremendous responsibility they carry. I know I was a pastor for over 20 years, and so I know the responsibilities that a shepherd carries. So we pray for the church today. Your will, plan, and purpose be done. Why don't you just express appreciation? Write a letter of appreciation to your pastor, if you will. And speaking of appreciation, I want to thank those who are part of my own personal team. I'm thankful that Michael Schonborn is producing this BPN radio program. And I want to thank my staff, my daughter-in-law Ruth Gentry and Linda Meeks and Cheryl Ortiz, and those that play the background music, Todd Mooring and Courtney and her wonderful music there. I'm so thankful for all of our partners who support this radio network. And if you would like to make a contribution to BPN Radio, you can just go to our website, and the website is bpnradio.net. That's bpnradio.net. I'm going to pull it up right now here on my computer. I'm right in front of my screen, and it's bpnradio.com. Did I say .net? I might have. bpnradio.com. And it's your 24-hour internet prayer station. My picture's there, and along with the logo, and there's it says three ways to pray with Dale. At your home, at your computer, on the move with your smartphone, iPhone. You can download that by going to iTunes. And once you click on download iTunes, then once you click on that, you'll automatically come to the to our website. And then you can join our prayer team. The next thing on the web page is you can join our prayer team, letsprayamerica.com. And you just click on there. And then there is a place to submit your prayer request. If you have a prayer request, there's a place to submit your prayer request. And then you'll have a group of people that's going to be praying with you day and night for the next 7 days. And so Cheryl Ortiz, our national prayer coordinator, will take your prayer request. When you click on submit your prayer request, right there it is. When you click on submit your prayer request, it's going to go directly to the prayer page. And then she'll forward it to the prayer, our national prayer team, and include just your first name. And all of those, of course, will be kept confidential. And if you would like to be a part of our national prayer team, you say, I would love to be a part of the prayer team, get prayer requests, and join the other prayer team members that are praying for needs all across America, around the world. Then here is the email address. It's bpnprayerteam@gmail.com. And I want to repeat that right now. bpnprayerteam@gmail.com. And you can join our prayer team by doing that. And then below that is our donate button if you would like to support this ministry, not only with your prayers, but with your finances. And you can click the donate button and use PayPal. You can use any of your credit cards. And we would be so thankful and so grateful for your support. Well, I just want to pause and let you know how thankful I am that you are praying with me. Several months ago, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said to me, I want you to have a 24-hour prayer network. When I shared this with my wife, Jean, she said to me, Dale, that how can you ever do that? That's impossible to pray 24 hours. I said, well, I heard the voice of the Lord. And we hear the voice of the Lord, and then we see what we have heard, and then we begin to say it. And then we begin to do it. So I didn't know how I could do it, but I knew what I heard the Holy Spirit say to me. I just said, I'm going to have a 24-hour prayer network. And so Michael Schonborn, my friend from England, began to help me. And I was a radio announcer and engineer before I went into full-time ministry. So I knew a little bit about it. I've had some radio programs along the way. And so began to put the equipment together, put a radio station together in my studio, and walked it through and began to realize, hey, I can do this 24 hours a day. And so anytime, day or night, it's amazing that you don't have to tell your friends Dale Gentry and is praying at a certain time in the morning, a certain time to, at during the day. You can just say Dale Gentry is praying, leading prayer on BPN Radio. And if you just go to bpnradio.com, you will get all the information. Or you just go to your smartphone and hit the TuneIn app, download it, and go to BPN Radio. You are on. And so it's quite simple. So I'm just here to tell you that that you can do exactly what God says you can do. There are, you know, in the natural realm, I could not do this. But I know in the spiritual realm, because Paul said there is a natural and there is a supernatural. So I know that in the supernatural, I can do all things, that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. And so I want to pray for you today. There's some things that God has put in your heart, and you don't know how in the world you're going to be able to do it. But I'm here to tell you that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. And so I just pray for you today in Jesus' name. I pray for those that are listening today here on BPN, and they've got all of these dreams in their heart, and they don't know exactly how they're going to accomplish all of these dreams. But I declare there is a way when you pray. And I set myself in agreement with those who have all of these dreams in their heart, but they know that in the realm of the natural, it's impossible. But in the realm of the supernatural, the Spirit, all things are possible. And just as Mary said, let it be to me. Even though I've never known a man, I believe I could still have a baby. And so God is here to do something extraordinary for you. He is here to do something impossible for you. And so I just declare it today, decree it today, that God is at work. And I'm so thankful that you've joined me here on this Friday. And trust you'll be back tomorrow. We'll be praying for marriages tomorrow, and we'll have a special guest on. So it's going to be a great day. I love you, and thank you for being a part of the Breakout Prayer Network.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.